Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Welcome.
Fuck, okay. Debbie's going Hunger Games announcer mode.
To the 24th annual Hunger Games. And may the odds be ever in your favor.
I think even with how that society works, you would... A person in that role should be able to read the room.
Yeah, like, they're really sad and dirty.
Maybe just, I don't know, put a little verve on it.
Why do you guys look so sad?
Yeah. Hey,
I'm not.
Why didn't you guys choose to be rich like us?
Why don't you poor people look like you're happy?
Why don't the people from the bad districts just move?
Yeah, for real.
Because the good districts have it so good. And also their kids are very strong and trained so well in like combat.
Well, actually, that's only District 1 and District 2.
Okay, well, that's two of the, 12 districts? That's still...
Actually 13 if you count District 13.
Okay,
But District 13 was wiped off of the map.
Okay.
Why would you check the timestamp when I'm talking about an interest of mine?
Seeing how much Hunger Games chat we had going already. I was checking the levels because you were pursing your lips and also quite far away from the microphone. And I was like, I wonder if that's wreaking havoc. But thankfully, the sophisticated technology we have at play here, Demi, it captures... Even our crazy manner of speaking. Hello.
Hi. What have you done today that I don't know about?
God, I don't think there's anything. You know
you
what I did?
You probably cried.
I don't think I cried today. I'm all cried out from yesterday.
Mm.
Huh.
When's the last time you cried? Our wedding?
Yeah.
Gay.
No. Yeah, I cried a lot at our wedding.
Yeah, me too.
What do you mean there's no taxis backsies? What do you mean we can't just stop right now?
I was kidding.
Yeah. I had my fingers crossed. My best man can tell you I had my fingers crossed. He was staring at my back the whole time.
Look at his face. Why would I say yes?
Yeah. I pulled down the big rope that I had attached and the pig's blood just went on a blank area of the stage because you'd taken one step to the right.
Yeah.
Really stank the wedding. No, Demi.
It'd be really funny if you did that to yourself. Like, had the bucket of pig's blood.
Check it out, everybody. I'm the red guy. Everybody loves the red guy.
Trying to hug people. Yeah. Like, that's the prank. First of all, I'm red, and you're going to be a bit red soon.
You know what would be really cool? I reckon if you did Carrie nowadays, she would be the star of the show. Everybody wants to talk to Blood Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Damn.
Yo, not only can you think real good... And you've got, like, a freaking character development backstory where you have trauma. But now you're a red lady.
Yeah.
Whoa. I wish I was all covered in red wet like Carrie.
Do you know Sissy Spacek?
No. Like, I don't have that pleasure. Please tell me what Sissy Spacek did.
No, I don't need to.
No, this is what...
No, you made your funny joke.
It's unfair that I don't get to be you for 1 second.
Well, you don't. I'm me. I'm the only one of me there is.
What about Sissy Spacek?
She slept in, like, the stains from the blood because she was like, I want the continuity. Like, it goes in the lore of original Carrie that they were like, Sissy Spacek chose... to sleep in the blood stains.
Uh-huh.
I think either what happened was she was a dirty bitch or the costuming people were like, listen, you little slut.
Mm-hmm.
You young actress.
Uh-huh.
we're costume people, and if you don't fucking sleep in this blood, we'll tell them that you don't put clothes on.
If you don't sleep in this blood, we're never going to put clothes on you again, and it's going to be topless scenes from here on out, mate.
And she already had, like, two topless scenes.
And it's so tragic to see those topless scenes happen to actresses when all they did was just wrong someone from costumes.
Yeah.
Alexandra Daddario, of course, famously made an enemy of someone in True Detective Season 1. And, I mean, you can see gifts of that to this day.
Exactly. Humana, humana, humana.
Mm. You were...
Who was the big-breasted woman in San Andreas?
That was Alexandra Daddario.
I thought it was. But her breasts were not nude in that flick.
No.
They were just... the word that comes to mind is gigantic. And the other word that comes to mind is full, pert, and jiggling. And, I mean, a running scene... I think there were too few.
She had
in the film.
There was one moment because the film does not highlight them. And in fact, it's working quite hard to obscure them.
It would be
because
wrong,
similar
yes.
to The Rock's physique. Yes. It's one of those things you can't really highlight in a movie where it's not his entire role. Because realistically, every character would be doing like, hey, just for a second. Hey, I know where like having an earthquake happen was right now.
Yeah.
But this if is like the most beautiful person who's ever lived, right?
If Alexandra Daddario was your doctor, you would walk into the doctor's office and be like, hello, I'm worried about my heart health.
I'm worried about my big boob.
I'm worried about my milky, sucky, pinky, brownie, sucky, milky.
We have talked about this before, but yeah, there was a moment in San Andreas where after a long time in this pretty dog shit movie, they showed Alexandra Daddario from the side and we both went out loud, whoa!
Yeah. And then right after that, she starts running.
Yeah.
How?
It's like three women start running at the same time.
Yeah.
Slightly delayed. Now, I think San Andreas obviously on our mind because of Alexandra Daddario, but also Demi, I just want to say we watched a movie somewhat similar to San Andreas last night, or tried to. We tuned in to 2012, the movie that came out in, let me think here.
Mm.
Doesn't matter. But a movie about the world going crazy. It may surprise me when the movie 2012 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Why?
Oh, okay.
A lot of stuff can surprise a man. What was that guy say surprise a man?
You're so right. The movie 2012, if you haven't seen it, gang, is heart-stoppingly long.
I love a John Cusack flick.
Mm.
So the fact that we didn't even get halfway through this 2.5 hour movie.
We know that it was 2.5 hours and we know that we didn't get halfway through because at one point I wound the tape back to laugh at a guy's mouth that looked funny and we saw that we were only 1 hour and 20 minutes in of the 2.5 hour movie and we both went, oh no.
And then we turned it off.
Yeah, couldn't be doing that.
No.
Turned on Alan Wake 2, shot away some Taken. Yeah.
We didn't turn it on. You started playing it because I said, play my other movie.
Yes.
And then you started playing my movie.
Truly husband's delight.
Yeah.
To have a game that sweetie wife likes to watch.
Yeah.
Well,
it's more of a like look over my shoulder type of watch.
Yes.
I'm playing my video game at the same time.
You're playing Project Zomboid facing away from the TV. Anyway, 2012 is a movie that seems to be... It's trying to kind of be about, I don't know, I guess it's not even being about climate change, is it? Because the central, like, fear of it
central?
Is... Yeah.
Yeah, the back of me is a horse. I think central, the main one from that time that was about climate change was...
Day After Tomorrow?
Day After Tomorrow. And I think that they are conflated with each other, but 2012 is a John Cusack classic... Where it's like, I don't know, we all need jobs.
2012 is great because there is a moment where they are showing a news broadcast and the news broadcast says, almost verbatim, Well, we found another mass suicide where people have killed themselves on account of they believe that the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world in 2012 from the weather going completely crazy. In other news, the weather continues to go completely crazy. It's so good.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is just that the Earth is like splitting apart because the sun mutated its neutrons or some shit. I don't know what the sun was up to.
And the only person that can save our family is my ex-husband because he drives a limousine so well.
The movie is all about driving the world's slowest car over random jumps. It is basically just... I mean, you said it, Uncharted Quick Time Event versus Uncharted Quick Time
100%,
Event.
100%, yeah.
The entire runtime. It fucking, like, and this is the thing, usually that would be a ringing endorsement for me, but somehow it's too long even for that. And you were saying, you have an interesting relationship with John Cusack.
Okay.
Where you, the whole time, you're like, God, he's bad at acting.
Yeah,
and you're
watching really bad.
Big smile on your face, though. You like him.
Oh, yeah, I love him. He, the reason that I love...
Okay.
Watching him so much is because he's terrible at acting, but in like a really specific way that I love, because any role that he's in, it makes me think this was originally a book by Stephen King. And yes. Half the time it fucking is.
Uh-huh. Is there a favorite John Cusack performance, do you think?
Cell.
Oh.
The movie Cell.
Shit. Cell. The movie about how phones go evil. And turn everyone into zombies.
The perfect movie. Oh, there's another one where he's in a hotel. It's not as good, but Cell is the best one.
Room something something?
Dude, whenever there's a movie about a hotel, shit. It's called a number and it's called like a 1396 or some shit. Like yeah. You'll never know.
Man, I know
hey,
the
Siri.
Movie. Don't. Demi. Stop
hey, Siri.
It. Demi? Hey, Demi.
My phone's dead.
Okay, not only is your phone dead, but you could just, it's within arm's reach.
It's not.
It's right not. There. It's right there.
Did
and
you see
also,
me say it's not and touch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that. Okay.
It's flat.
Yeah, it is flat. And also you could just reach
I think it's
over
room,
and type it in.
I think it's called 126.
Okay.
I would
but don't
bet,
do Hey Siri on the podcast. People hate that.
I'd bet
on
money.
Account of it sets their Hey Siri off.
I don't
off.
Care what they like.
Well, you should.
Why?
Maybe this
You're
is
all
a conversation
losers,
for off-pod.
You bunch of SOBs.
Okay, no, Demi, come on. Can't get away with that kind of
what,
gabbo.
What, there are a bunch of SOBs.
All right.
I do have kind of gabbo energy.
Well, you're like the antisocial puppet who kind of says whatever's on their mind and doesn't answer to anyone.
Not really.
Says their own name a bunch.
The other thing about it.
Is there another John Cusack performance that stands out to you that sums up like how what you like in him? And is it just the fact that you like the Stephen King? Because I know you like the Stephen King.
I love the Stephen King, but I really, really just love looking at John Cusack.
Mm.
His sister Joan Cusack is an actual good actor.
Mm.
She's good in all the shit she's in.
Mm.
John Cusack, I just love looking at his almost criminally small mouth.
Uh-huh.
It is so small,
mm.
and it's so close to his nose.
It's not something I've noticed. I think maybe I'm just watching the movie and complimenting everyone's appearances in my head.
Do you have your phone near you?
No, I left it downstairs. Intentionally, so I could be present and in the moment. But I'm imagining John Cusack and I'm making his mouth smaller by the second.
He has one of the smallest faces.
Uh-huh.
And his hair looks crazy all the time.
Just pictured him with Sideshow Bob hair.
He could have that and it would look kind of as normal as his hair does.
His hair is usually going crazy. And yeah. I say that as a guy whose hair is...
Cusack style right now, yeah.
Yeah, no, that doesn't reflect well on me, huh? Mm. Damn, fuck. Well...
If I ever saw John Cusack in a pair of glasses, I think I'd call my mum and tell her a lie that would ruin her life.
Okay.
That's how crazy it would drive me.
I see. Okay, well... I hope that doesn't happen to you, my love.
Me too.
I wanted to talk to you about the other movie that we watched, though.
You seem unsettled.
I am. I'm like, I was trying to trace back, like, why you would say it that way.
What?
Why that would be... I don't think that's, like, something people usually do when they see something crazy, Demi. You know? Like, it was just kind of... a series of words, and then I got to understand what you meant.
I was trying to think of a thing that would make me feel really bad in a way that would affect me emotionally for a long time.
So you were trying to think of something you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
And then you were like, to show that it would drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'd be like, hey, mom.
Yeah. You don't have to say if you want. Don't want. Whatever lie you would tell your mother to ruin her life.
Okay.
Would you like to move on? Or would you like to say the lie?
Your ex came back. No, he didn't.
Huh. Interesting. I wanted to talk about War of the Worlds, which is another movie we watched. That's right. We're going movie mad over here in the Walker Lardner household. Demi, we were watching War of the Worlds, a fantastic flick featuring Tom Cruise. And the thing that stood out to me on the rewatch is the moment where Tom Cruise is hailed as the best crane operator at the dockyard.
Yes.
And then also when he leaves the dockyard. But he's leaving the dockyard being asked to do more work at the dockyard the entire time.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Just constantly the guy's like, as he's leaving, he's like, oh, come on, I need you to do it. And he's like,
no one else can do it like you can.
You're the best crane guy we have. Why don't you get Johnson? Johnson can't do triples.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, I got to get out of here. You know, he's doing that weird face he does. Don't make that face at me.
That was horrible.
You know, he does that face.
Does he? Does he go nyeh? Does he go nyeh?
He's always doing that.
Okay.
It's what brought him fame. It's going to bring me some amount of fame too. The other the thing that stood out for me though is when he is, I think they are given maybe precious little to establish Tom Cruise as a guy who's cool because he's mostly a fuck up. But then they do have a moment where he pulls in. It's Tom Cruise arriving home to
late.
Yeah, to pick up his kids from his ex-wife late, right? Or no, they're being dropped off at his house.
Yeah.
And he's
not there.
And he's been, he's like 20 minutes late or some shit. And he arrives, he drifts around the corner in a rear-wheel drive car. And
not aware that he's late also.
No. And it's just this incredible moment where it's like, okay, so this guy's just fucking Tokyo drifting around the streets on his way home in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, because he's good at crane.
Yeah. And I guess you can just be a cowboy when you're the best crane guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool to imagine I don't know if this is bad of me, but it was so crazy to imagine like a divorced dad drifting his Mustang around the corner to pick up his two kids.
Yeah. He then breaks his own window.
Yeah, he throws a ball square through his own window. He's a huge loser in the movie, which is my favorite type of Tom Cruise movie. But it's also something
it's the best thing about Day After Tomorrow.
Yes, speak on that.
He's a fucking huge loser, and it's perfect because, like, he is just basically a Mary Sue. He's the chosen one, but wait, is that what it's called, Mary Sue?
A Mary Sue would be if it was cool.
Mary
Sue is like someone who's a completely flawless character.
Well, I don't think it's a completely flawless character.
It is. It definitely is.
I think it's a completely unbelievable character because I'm just saying that because he basically was given magic.
Yeah, right.
And there's no reason that he should be like the good
guy. No, Mary Sue is like a self-insert fanfic thing where it's someone
I think it kind of works still though because he learns all the skills and then like if you like meet him
Demi
in
my
the
man.
And then if you meet him in the universe, Wrongo. It's like, why is he so good at this shit?
No. But he is like, you're right, a chosen one in that movie.
So you said I'm right, but you're also saying no.
Yes.
Because so why don't you just say, yeah, I'm right?
Because I know you're wrong, but I want you to move on from this.
I'm not going to.
So I need to give you some aspect
of positive. Like adjacent to a Mary Sue, why can't you just be like normal about it and say, yeah, it's kind of like that?
Well, it's not anything like it is
it
why.
Is.
It's nothing like it.
Google Mary Sue.
My phone's downstairs.
Go get
I'm
it.
Acting off just knowledge.
I'm acting off knowledge.
Yeah, none of it.
Oh.
Anyway, he's not a Mary Sue. A Mary Sue is like an early fanfic-ish term that came from like almost Star Trek fanfic, I think. But it's for a self-insert. Like it's a character written by someone who is clearly perfect who, someone writing a character that's kind of clearly their self-insert, who's also perfect and does everything wonderfully.
But I was kind of saying that he's making himself a Mary Sue by like learning all the skills and stuff and going back in time.
I don't think that is right. I think that he is.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe, guess what? It doesn't matter. It's a podcast.
Okay, fine. Fine by me. But also, you're wrong.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm completely right.
Oh, my God. It's hell. This is hell for me. Don't wink at the camera. Okay, don't do that also. Okay, don't do that. Definitely. Stop flashing a foot.
Yeah.
Just top of foot. What do you think about...
pasties on the tips of my toes.
Taking off your sock to reveal five smaller socks on the each toe.
Ooh.
What was the takeaway from War of the Worlds for you on this rewatch? Because you wanted to watch it.
Yeah, I just think it's a fucking great flick.
Mm.
Dakota Fanning, damn, she could act.
She is incredible in
that
movie.
I mean, she's like, I think maybe, I don't know, like I don't know anything about acting, really. But like in the most recent movie, I think we saw him...
saw Dakota Fanning in The Equalizer 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of like a ponytail haver.
Yes. She's woman with job.
Mm.
And she's given that much lauded role in a movie like The Equalizer, which is, you know what? In a few decades, you might be the match of The Equalizer, kid. Of course, now you're a stupid baby,
yeah.
But you're a worthy ally of The Equalizer.
Yeah.
God, that movie rocked.
It really did.
Anyway, yeah, Dakota Fanning rules in it. Incredible child actor.
Yeah.
What if a rule came out that child acting...
it fucking doesn't.
I know. I love chaos.
Although, I mean, if more came out, I could break them. And I guess that is my favorite thing.
Yeah, we're kind of in a push-pull relationship with rules and the law where we need them to exist, but I hate them existing. I'm like a dog chasing a car. And then I'm going, you know?
I'm like a dog chasing a car hoping that it'll reverse.
Why do dogs only chase like cars that are going somewhere? Much easier to chase the parked one.
Otherwise, they bonk their head.
You're right. Flattening my little nose out, turning into a bulldog. Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Anyway, War of the Worlds. Here's my question. What if a rule was made tomorrow, child acting no longer legal?
Oh, thank God.
Right?
But then I mean, what do we do?
What do you mean?
Then what do we do?
Then we just have all adults and up. Everyone's being cool.
Adults and up?
Adults and up.
What's up from adults? Tall adults.
Old men!
Oh, okay.
You know?
Go down.
Well, some of them do. But some of them climb their way up the social and business hierarchies.
Until they kill themselves in prison.
Now, what's that in reference?
I would not have gone to that island, honestly. Genuinely, I would not have flown there. And you would not find my name on the list.
Ah, I see. Thought it might have been a Shawshank Redemption, but it was a Jeffrey Epstein reference. Wonderful.
You're mad at me, I can tell.
No, I'm not mad at all. Me, no, I'm not. No, I'm genuinely not. I was just having trouble piecing it together. I'm running slow because I'm too stupid.
Well, then why are you taking it out on me?
I don't think I'm taking anything out on you.
All right. You're kind of being a Mary Sue right now.
It feels like. It's not what that means at all.
Sort of feels like you're being kind of a Mary Sue right now.
I feel like you know that's not what that means.
Do you think my teeth look nice?
I do, actually. I'm not going to compare mine because I am very self-conscious about my teeth. They're like a bright yellow, but thankfully, again,
what do you think is the thing that makes me prettiest?
Attitude.
All right, so now I know I'm an ugly pig, apparently. What do you think makes you prettiest?
I don't have anything. Oh, height.
Okay.
I think that's the one thing I've got.
You literally could have said that for me too. So you had the right answer.
I feel like if you are complimenting a woman's height and she is under like 5'2", that does not reflect well on you. I feel like if you're a person who is like, I need small woman, that is not. And hey, more power. Hey, you know what? If you're listening to that thinking, I want small woman. Okay. You can't say that out loud. Let me tell you straight up. It doesn't. No one hears that and thinks, huh, that's normal.
And if she was in a bonnet, that'd be fine.
Mm. Oh, now I'm thinking about a wonderful goose.
Yeah, we were thinking about a goose a while ago, and I still think about it pretty regularly.
Yeah, I think I can't remember if we talked about it on the podcast or not, but yeah, just a horse, a goose, a goose walking around and just having a lovely day with a basket.
So it's got a bonnet on, the bonnet has a little bow under here, and it's got a basket under its wing, and it's waddling along, and it's going.
The happy humming is essential.
That was why it started, because I was happily humming.
Yeah. We both were picturing a goose, a storybook goose.
So here's a scene for the goose.
Please.
This is my favorite thing to imagine.
Yes.
The goose is waddling. They're going. Looking through a window, see a little cake and go. Walking in and going. Handing a coin.
Yeah.
Getting a little cake. And then the guy offering, do you want these eggs too? And the goose going. And then pointing to its hiney and going, putting the cake in its basket, putting the little napkin over the cake.
The goose is so nice to think about.
Yeah.
Goose stopping, looking at a necklace, going, and then thinking of putting the necklace on and going all the way down its long goose neck.
Here's another scene for the goose. I think you'll really like this.
Okay.
The goose is walking along. It still has its basket. It's got its necklace on too.
Yeah.
Its bonnet looks nice. And it's going. And then it comes near to its house. There's a pothole and it's a big puddle of water. And the goose is like. And jumps and lands on the other side. And it's like plap. And it goes.
That's really nice. Okay. I have a goose scene.
Okay.
Goose walking through town. And sees, again, through a window, an item.
Okay.
The item in question, the same bonnet the goose has, but in black.
Ooh!
And the goose goes, and smash cut to, like, and then the goose's thoughts.
Yeah.
And the goose is picturing themselves carrying the same basket, but it's jet black.
Yeah.
And its bonnet is the black bonnet.
Yeah.
And it's wearing a leather jacket.
Okay.
And it's standing against a wall with a lit cigarette in its wing going,
All right.
And then cut back and it's like,
I was going to say.
And it shakes its head and it's happy with its world.
New take.
Go ahead.
The reaction to that is, like it's silly.
Yeah, yeah,
like the immediate reaction is like,
that's fun to think about, but you know what?
No, I won't be doing that.
Things are perfect the way they are.
I'm going to smoke my pink cigarettes.
Yeah. God, it's so nice to think about the goose. The goose is such an antidote to all the ills of modern society.
Yeah.
Think about a goose with a bonnet and a basket walking around.
It's a sun shower starts, and the goose doesn't have a tongue, but opens its beak and goes, and catches a couple of raindrops in its mouth.
That's nice.
Yeah. It shields its buns though. So it like spreads out its wing and it shields the buns in its basket.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm picturing the goose some human children are making a snowman and then the camera pans over to see the goose and the goose is making a snow goose. The goose sees them put a carrot on the snowman's nose and it goes, and like holds a carrot, looks at it, and then the snow goose, and then goes, and bites the carrot like three times, and then puts it on where the beak is, and goes,
Okay, I've got one. Okay, so the goose is walking along in the town.
Yes.
And it's looking at its reflection. It sees a couple of TVs showing, I guess, Nixon getting presidency. I'm not sure.
Sure.
It's looking into reflections and going, And then it walks up and it sees Barbara and it's like, And then looks at its reflection and is like, Walks into the barber, goes floop under the barber's chair.
Yes.
And then the barber, she tugs her little bow and the barber goes, And the goose goes, And one single feather flops up from under the bonnet. And the barber goes, Snip. And the goose goes,
Showing mirror showing the front and then the back. The full length of the neck.
She takes out a single silver dollar.
Yes.
Slides it across
she
the
pays end. For everything with a single silver dollar.
Of course
dollar.
She does.
Yes. Goose, goose, goose.
Goose, 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 goose,
goose. Goose, goose.
And then she plops down. She walks home, I guess.
Yes. You know what I love about the goose?
Yeah.
And I don't feel, I feel like this is a wonderful and rare thing. Both of us trust that neither of us is going to ruin the goose as a bit.
No.
The goose is immune.
The goose is pure.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love the goose.
I love her so much.
I love her so much too. Oh,
and you
God.
Know what else? When she gets home, she has a beautiful little home and she's so happy with it.
Oh, it's
there's
gorgeous.
There's nothing lonely about it.
No.
Right? She does live alone.
Yes.
But there's nothing lonely about her home.
Honestly, the goose could not want for more.
No.
The goose is so happy.
And she has a lot of friends and she loves them.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
She's in her home. She loves her space.
Yep.
She has a very big fluffy bed.
Do you think the goose has hobbies? Do you think the goose knits?
Oh, or I don't think she knits. I don't think she knits. I think she probably bakes sometimes, but it's more of a like genuinely a hobby, not like a regular thing.
Yeah.
I think she likes puzzles.
Oh, that fits for me.
Because she's not like making something. Ooh, I think she likes fancies.
Yes, I agree. And also, Demi, I am loving the mental image of the goose picking up a single puzzle piece.
So am I with two feathers?
Yes.
Oh. Every now and then.
She gets excited when she realizes that she only has two pieces left and she goes, oh, oh, and then puts one in and then looks around for the other one. She's like, oh, 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 and then just sees it under her chair and snakes her neck down to go get
of
it without leaving
she
her
does.
Seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she places it. It's not quite right. It's side of, you know, when you like put a piece of a puzzle in and it's kind of like, it's just sticking up a little bit and she goes peck, peck, peck. And then it's perfectly flat.
Yeah.
She pecks it flat.
No, one just puts a feather on it and just thunk.
You think?
I think it moves like, I think she puts it perfectly in and then because this is her ritual.
Okay.
She loves the moment when the puzzle goes to complete.
Okay.
And she just goes thunk.
All right. I just want to push back.
Okay.
She puts it in with the feather.
Mm.
She doesn't peck it three times. She goes, peck.
I like that. Could we have her rest her beak on it and just go?
So you want it gentle?
A smooth, like,
And then she goes.
And then picks up the puzzle, opens a drawer full of completed puzzles.
Full of completed puzzles.
And puts it in. It remains complete.
Yep.
She may at some point open the drawer, look at her row of completed puzzles. She's not going to pick them up and look at the pictures. She just looks at them and remembers the time she's had completing the puzzles. She doesn't care about the art.
No, she doesn't.
No.
She loves doing it and she saw it that one time.
Yes. She would never be a person who does the abstract puzzles where it's like just a picture of the sky or just like the white puzzle.
Just white, yeah.
She always likes a picture, but it's not important to her after that.
Yeah. She's seen Manet.
Yes.
Already in person.
Doesn't care for it. Or not that she doesn't care, but she's like, okay. That event was as valuable as any other.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is good in the life of the goose.
Do you think she wears boots when she wants to jump in puddles?
Oh, Demi. I think when the goose hears rain falling outside, she doesn't think to herself, time to stay inside all day. Why, I think the goose might reach for her gumboots and a wonderful yellow anorak.
With a hood.
Yes, yes.
With a hood.
Oh, with a hood indeed.
And the hood, you know how hoods have little peaks? It's a bit longer so that it gets her beak.
Oh my God, yes. Then she picks up her basket after she's done splashing around in the puddles outside. Mm-hmm. She goes back inside, picks up her basket, goes, oh. Oh, and puts a perfectly matching raincoat on the basket.
Yes.
And then trundling away to friend's house she goes.
Who's her friend?
That is a good question. Because it's not... I'm picturing like a wombat or a mole.
I was going to say a wombat!
No.
I know that I had to push it away because I literally was about to say, I think it's a wombat.
Oh, the goose and the wombat. He's reading something and when she knocks at the door, he's like,
He's walking on all fours, of course. He's a wombat.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I don't know whether this works for you.
Okay.
And I know it's crazy that I'm saying it like this, but
please.
I'm serious.
Yes.
Is he wearing pince-nez? Like as his reading glasses? Because they can't go over his ears, really.
No, you're right. That doesn't work with the shape of the face.
But I think he has glasses to me.
Yes, I agree.
But he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to have them if you don't want him to.
I was trying to think of what else would work with his head, and I only came up with goggles. I don't think he wears goggles.
I don't think he wears goggles. But every fourth weekend, they do go on an outing to the hills, which is the only place that they can get mandarins because they know one tree that has mandarins on it.
Demi, I have a...
Then he wears goggles and then the goose gets her little goggles that he keeps in his house for her on his motorbike.
I was going to say on a analog bike that the goose rides and then he sits... perfectly in the basket up front.
No. Sorry. It's a bike. They're best friends. They're best friends.
Yes.
It's a bike that she can ride because she's got her legs. She can hold the handlebars. And on the back, it's got stilts coming up from the pedals that he can go like
it's
this.
It's a perfectly modified bike
it's
with
a
decreased range of motion.
It's a perfectly modified tandem bike. Yes.
Oh, it's a human bike that has been modified so it can be steered by one goose and pedaled by one wombat.
100%, yeah.
Now, is it... Oh, God, it's so nice.
What kind of... So the goose doesn't... The goose has a bonnet.
One sec.
Yeah.
What if... Demi.
What?
For the bicycle.
Yes.
Okay, I have two pitches.
The bicycle, yeah.
Two pitches for how the bicycle is ridden.
Okay.
Either... The wombat, the modification is that each pedal has two stilts coming off it.
Okay.
So both of the wombat's right legs and both of its left legs go on, you know, either side and then
pushes
down.
So that won't work because you do opposite. Like if you're a wombat and you're walking, you do opposite.
Okay, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right. So.
So there will either, I guess, there might have to be four pedals.
Or it might have to be like going side saddle. Or here's the other one.
Okay.
And I think I like this one way more. The goose and the wombat take one pedal each and stand on it. The goose is on it, has its left flipper, its left foot on one. And the wombat has its right back foot on one. And they're standing on it. And then they're hanging on to the handlebars and pushing down like they're on
an
old...
And they're holding hands with their right hands.
Yes.
With their right and left hand.
Yeah.
Yes. Either that or the goose is at the front, the wombat's at the back, and it's got its hands on her shoulders.
Yes!
And so they both have goggles. Either way.
Oh, they have to use them.
Obviously. So do we think that
they also, if they have to run, they put the goggles on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. Because of the speeds.
Speeds and the wind in the eyes.
Yes.
So does he have pince-nez, do you think?
I think so.
Okay.
I think the Pond Snake come out for reading for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Demi.
Ooh, you know what else?
What?
When they go to dinner together,
mm-hmm.
he has a little jacket with tails on the back.
Oh, that's so nice.
What does she have though when they go out for like a friendship dinner together?
Ooh, that's a good question. Maybe like... Oh.
It could be the necklace.
I think the necklace is nice, or maybe like a maybe just like a dress with puffy sleeves.
Oh.
Or like a puffy wrist thing.
Oh, yeah.
A nice puffy... Oh, I don't know.
Oh, maybe a...
So he wears a jacket. She wears like a gown? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, no, Demi.
What?
She has a suit with tails on it too.
She does.
That's the only way they know to signify that they're having a nice time.
Of course she does.
They both put on their suits when they go to a nice dinner. What are we doing putting our ideas of gender
Why
on
would
this?
We?
What are we doing?
She doesn't have her bonnet on for the dinner though.
No.
That's every day.
Yes.
Who cooks the dinner? Because I think it's a very leggy frog.
Genuine reaction. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I'm picturing it and I like it so much.
I like it too.
Fuck.
Fucking hell.
God damn it. I guess we've been going for 40 minutes and we haven't taken a break. There's no like ad spot here.
I know. That's fine.
Oh, fucking hell.
I, genuine question because I don't have an idea for it.
Okay.
It's a restaurant. It doesn't have to be a popular one. It's just one that is so reliable and so good.
It could be like even, you know, the really tiny Japanese restaurants that they have.
Yes.
Because you can really easily open up like a tiny business there.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean that it's like going to be anything other. Like it's just a regular business, but it's got such a small footprint.
100%.
Uh-huh.
What is the premises?
What is the premises? Like what does it look like inside?
Where is it? Where is the premises? Because we've got a frog.
Mm.
He's very leggy.
I'm
not actually so sure what he's wearing.
Demi, could I potentially say like it might be... It might be in a boathouse? I'm not sure.
Oh.
Or how about this? A shed?
A shed?
Like just a shed. A very humble shed, but it's done up so nicely with things that have been scavenged.
Yes.
And it's so clearly just a shed. But then once you round the side of the shed and you see that frog holding open the door, looking for customers.
The waitstaff are all fireflies.
Okay.
The reason is that their jobs are just to very gently place down dishes so that the frog can explain the dish.
Uh-huh.
But the fireflies, when they're not placing down dishes, are up on the roof napping and they're lighting the restaurant.
I got to say, now, are we saying that they're the same scale as a regular firefly to a regular frog? Because that'll
no, that's
mean
why
that
there's lots of
dozens
them.
And dozens.
That's why there's lots of them.
Okay. I see.
It could be a boot.
They could be having the restaurant in a boot?
No, actually, I don't. That's different.
I'm sorry, but I think there's something. Look, we haven't nailed down the restaurant yet. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But maybe it couldn't just be where the wombat lives and the frog comes over and like sets it up while they're out.
Hmm.
I don't
like
that.
So the frog is a caterer. No, I think the frog has a restaurant.
Yes, I agree.
And I think that they have a table that is like their table at the restaurant.
I like that. And so it's actually going to be kind of a regular restaurant in the town.
Yes.
Instead of a shed. And I think it's going to be a regular premises.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're talking, I don't know if we're talking white tablecloths, but I think we're talking, no, Demi, what? Red and white checkered tablecloths.
Oh my God, obviously.
Right?
And it's not called the lily pad.
No.
But that was broached in the beginning. And the frog was like, no, it's not about that.
Yeah.
It's a perfect restaurant.
Yeah, no.
It's about my cooking.
Yes.
It's not because I'm a frog.
I understand that I'm a frog who's a chef, but I'm a chef more than a frog in my running of this restaurant. Like, you know, it's more of a selling point to me, the frog, that this is a restaurant owned by the chef who's creating its menu. And that the restaurant owner knows that he's going to have to put his own stamp on this. And everything from the top down is from one singular point of view.
100%. What do you think they're eating?
Oh. I'm
big. Oh.
Okay, yes, Demi.
Okay, at least for entrees.
Yeah.
Like a mushroom soup.
I like that.
Sipping.
Yeah.
Like feathers holding, little wombat hand holding. So fragrant.
Yes.
Smelling it, it's steaming.
Uh-huh.
They're so ready for the main course.
I could also see a pumpkin soup maybe.
Maybe a French onion.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
French onion with a little bit of like brioche.
Now, what if the main course is just the best grilled cheese sandwich that's ever been made?
Oh, my God. And at least for the goose, there's harissa on the side.
She likes a little spice.
She loves a little spice. She does. And the wombat.
I love the goose.
I do too. But the wombat has a always, and it's not to do with the meal, but always has a glass of milk.
Yes. Wombat likes milk.
Wombat loves milk. Yep. Just loves it.
Just likes milk. Some and people drink milk. Wombat drinks milk.
Holds it with both hands.
Yes. On account of his little stubby paws little can't stubby wrap paws around can't the wrap big around glass. The whole
thing, so he can't pick it up on there. Just one. Puts it down.
Uh-huh.
Yum.
Oh, that's so nice.
And do they have a dessert?
Huh. Maybe, you know what? I think they get the same thing for each course, except the dessert is where they differ.
Okay.
I think they get different things for the dessert. I think the goose might get, gosh, what does the goose get? Maybe I can't work out if the goose or the wombat gets ice cream.
Ooh, I think the wombat gets ice cream.
Me too. I genuinely think that. I think it's a bowl and then poop, one single scoop.
One scoop. A cherry maybe?
I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it vanilla?
I think it's vanilla. I think it's the perfect vanilla. And vanilla, I think the wombat
cherry
sees it and he's like, hmm. And then picks up the cherry and hands it to the goose. What's the goose eating? Maybe another cherry?
A bowl of cherries.
No, okay, fuck.
So the goose, I think what the goose would eat is either, I have two options.
Okay.
It's either like a perfect caramel slice.
Yeah.
But it is... I'm imagining like, the hard fire, the hard quick fire.
Oh, creme brulee.
Yeah. Like a creme brulee style dessert. I'm thinking for the goose because she's like, night out.
Yes.
She's not worried about her weight.
I think she could enjoy like a cheesecake or some kind of.
Cheesecake actually is great for the goose.
Yeah. Because she doesn't really have like teeth. But
she has tongue teeth.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Goose have teeth. But I do think that like, I picture wombat with a spoon, goose with a fork.
Oh, see, that's perfect. That's why she needs a cheesecake.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a fork.
And it's just something that she can do very delicately. There's the smooth cutting through the body of the cake.
The tip.
And then the crust of the cake. That one bit of resistance. She just applies a little bit more pressure. Perfect. Perfect bite.
And I think right at the end, they're both rubbing their bellies. She's got like I would say like a 50 cent piece worth of crust from the cheesecake left. And she goes, thip, and Wombat goes, catches it in his mouth.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
They walk home together.
Wait, no, before that.
Yes.
They go to pay.
Okay.
She takes out a silver dollar. The Wombat takes out a silver dollar. The frog comes over. Demi, he says it's on the house. No need, no need. Your money is no good here.
Oh.
Obviously they protest, but they know they can't get through.
They want to pay.
Okay, okay.
Frog.
And so they tip the fireflies.
Yes.
Oh, okay. They walk home together.
They walk home together, arm in arm.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. I don't think we know what Goose's house is.
I have been picturing something with a circular door.
I've been thinking that too. Kind of but I've been sort of thinking of it as like a, like, shape of a hobbit's house.
I've also been picturing built into a hill, yes.
Yes, built into a hill. I was thinking that it would have like over the circular door, it has like a thatched shade, like sort of like a wicker thatched shade over the door.
Yes.
So that you can come out in the morning if it's raining, you're like, oh, I'm still looking at the world, right?
Yes.
That, built into a hillside. It's got a little, I don't think a picket fence. I think it's like a, like sticks. Sticks with string around them, stuck into the ground.
Yep.
She's got a nice little flower garden, and she's growing peas.
Oh, I would love to see the Goose's long neck snake down to smell one of her flowers.
Yes.
Or snake up to smell the others.
So on the left-hand side of her garden, she's got peas. Mm. On the right-hand side, she's got flowers. Because the peas, she's like, that's a little morning snack.
Uh-huh.
I just grow them whenever they look ready. I'll just come out in the morning and go, eat a pea.
That's so nice. They walk home arm in arm. We come to the Goose's house.
Yep.
The Goose kisses the Wombat twice on each cheek.
Yep.
Just very like, oh, oh. Walks inside. Wombat watches her enter her house, waves one stubby arm in the air goodbye, then all fours.
Where did they leave their bike?
You're right.
Wait, did they ride it? Yeah, they rode
it. No, they rode it to the Mandarin.
They rode the bike to the Mandarin.
Because how would they ride the bike with the tails?
Exactly. It would catch in the wheels. So they walk there because it's local. It's very local. The Mandarin is an outing that they do regularly.
Uh-huh.
They get home. He drops her off home.
Yep.
She gives a wave. He gives a wave.
Mm.
And then thunk.
Uh-huh.
And then how long does it take him to get home?
Only like 10 minutes walk. Yep. Also, I think that the bike is stored at his place.
I think so too.
He has more room.
Yes.
And then she gets home, goes to bed. Another wonderful day. She wears a floor length nightie.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Does she have a, I think she, because it was a night out, you know, she had her tail coat on.
Yes.
Takes it off, puts it in her cupboard, puts on her nightie. I think she does have.
Does she take off her beak stick?
Her what?
Her beak stick.
Yes. She wipes it off, but it's not like she has any like special products to take it off.
Mm.
She washes her face in the water.
Mm.
She's got a bathroom puddle. Washes it.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Splats around. She's like, oh, my feet got a little bit dirty. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she puts on, so she's got her daytime bonnet. There's a little shade here. She's got a nighttime bonnet. It's silk and it's all puffed up to protect the one feather.
Yes.
Puts that down. Just the elastic around the head. And then she nestles into her bed.
Uh-huh.
And then what does she turn on to fall asleep to?
Well, that's a good question. Can I also pitch maybe putting a single roller onto the single hair?
Yes, obviously.
Okay.
Going backwards.
Onto the single feather, yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay. And then what does she put on to fall asleep to?
Oh, and she got, you know what Wombat bought for her?
What?
A little sleep mask shaped like two eggs.
Oh.
But it's ironic. He's like, he looks at her like this.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And the sentiment behind the look, because he doesn't say out loud, he's like,
yeah.
Silly, right?
Yes.
And she goes,
yeah.
And she takes it and she's like,
it's
and
just
she wears
another,
it at night.
It's just another thing in her life that shows to her that she's loved.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I saw this and thought of you, not just because they're eggs, but because I thought you'd think, how silly.
Yes.
Yep.
I love that. And she got him like a plush doll of a man. just a regular man. And he thinks it's really cute. Yeah. Just a man standing.
Yeah.
Maybe
standing,
he's like
standing completely normally. Yes. And he goes.
Yeah. When he gets home, he's putting that on the shelf with the other ones he
no,
has.
No, he's not, Tom. No? It's on his bed.
Oh.
And it's in there. And when he falls to sleep, mm-hmm. it's kind of on his pillow as well. And he's like, pats it on the head.
Yeah.
And then he snuggles up next to it. He doesn't hug it to go to sleep. That would be too cute. But he's like, that's where it goes. That's where it lives.
That's wonderful.
Sleepy time.
Oh. Demi, and I believe I've said this out loud every single time we've talked about the goose.
Yeah.
Which we've done pretty regularly off pod.
To ourselves.
Demi, I feel fantastic.
Me too.
It's really fucked up how good I feel after talking about the goose. Yeah.
How does the goose turn the light off? That's the last thing I need to. Two options.
Okay.
You pick which one you like.
Go ahead.
There's a very convenient pull string right where her bed is.
Oh, that's good.
She can either pull it or she can go nyeh, with the beak. Mm-hmm. Or.
Oh. Oh, shit. I have a slight.
What?
I have a slight modification to the clapper.
What?
Okay. She tries to clap.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Because
she tried. No, she tries again.
Yeah.
Nothing. One more time, nothing. And then, oh, she lifts up her 2 feet and she goes, plap, plap, lights off, and one last one into the darkness. I'd say that we have to write a cartoon, but I don't think anything would happen in it. Things are just nice for the goose.
And her best friend doesn't want that.
Oh my god.
I love thinking about it.
I love thinking about the goose.
Goose and wombat.
Goose and wombat, you're so nice. Anyway, I guess. Hey, gang, if you want to timestamp like 20 minutes into this episode and then send it to whatever TV production companies you want. We'll be thrilled to take any inquiries as to Goose and Wombat.
I love Goose and Wombat.
But also, Demi, I don't think the show would be Goose and Wombat. The show is Goose.
The show is Goose.
Whole episodes could go by without Wombat.
100%.
But we know Wombat is there.
Wombat
and he's living his own full
exactly,
life.
And Wombat is a really, really integral part of the show.
Yes.
And they've just been friends for so long.
Uh-huh.
They have an easy relationship. Mm-hmm. They love spending time together.
Yep.
It's always just indulgent and lovely. They get to have a beautiful night's sleep.
Mm.
They're so comfortable.
That wonderful goose.
I love the goose.
I love the goose. All right. All right. Well, hey, if you enjoyed this episode and want more, or if you just want to watch, if you enjoyed this episode and you want more episodes as well as video content of every episode, including this one, go head on over to patreon.com/bigsofttitty. If you're listening to this behind the paywall, then hello.
Hi.
Just if you're watching. We have all of these uploaded over there as unlisted links to YouTube because it turns out that's easier than having patrons. Video player, which is pretty rough. So thank you so much for listening. We will catch you later. Do we have any plugs, Demi?
We'll be at Melbourne Comedy Festival, but you know, you'll see us there.
There's a lot of time to plug that, but if you want to check out my tours on sale, I'm doing Adelaide Fringe and Melbourne, and I believe I'm doing something in the Gold Coast Laughs Festival as well. As well as Sydney. I believe that's on, I can't remember if that's on sale.
Follow us both on Twitch, twitch.tv/TomWalker, twitch.tv/DemiLardner.
It's so funny to after, to for me, for my instinct, for the first time in months, to be after 40 minutes of talking about Goose, to be like, oh yeah, we should tell people.
Yeah.
Plugs. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Listen, hey, if you didn't like this episode, there's fucking nothing we can do for you because we loved it.
I feel so
We had the best time.
Good.
I feel so relaxed.
I genuinely, Demi, I really feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great from thinking about the Goose.
Yeah.
And I don't, I'm unable to map it to anything else. Like, no. I feel like genuine, like, I feel as if I've had like a good cry.
Yes.
But without the negative feeling of crying. Like, I feel catharsis almost.
Yeah, cleansed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you later. Or talk to you later. And I guess there's no mid-roll ad in this one unless we just put one at the 40-minute mark.
It'll just have to go in there, I guess.
Yeah, we'll put one there. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.